Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about energy and affordability, major topics in our Commonwealth. I understand a piece of legislation moved this week dealing with this. Can you tell us the details?
Well, our House Energy Committee has been very busy working on a number of pieces of legislation, and certainly with the demand and cost of electricity continuing to rise, these pieces of legislation are important. The House this week gave unanimous approval to House Bill 2223, which would require electric utilities to evaluate and consider the use of advanced transmission technologies on new and existing service lines within their transition siting applications with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. The goal of the legislation is to improve efficiency and capacity in our electric distribution system. We know that this is not certainly the answer to all of our problems, but it certainly can help the situation by potentially lessening or even eliminating the need for new infrastructure in some areas and ultimately helping to lower the cost for consumers. Energy affordability remains a top priority, and we're certainly working very hard to advance policies that will increase energy production, stabilize our electric grid, and work to keep prices down for consumers. That's the top priority, and House Bill 2223 will help in that effort.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is legislation that you've introduced that deals with what we call tax fairness in municipalities that have a lot of state-owned land. Can you tell us what's going on here and why it's important?
Well, this is a piece of legislation that can help counties, municipalities, and school districts in areas where there's a significant amount of state-owned land that's managed by the state. The bill would expand upon the existing payment in lieu of taxes currently provided by the state by requiring a portion of revenue collected from resources taken from the land, such as timber, oil, natural gas, also revenue from any fees, any radio towers, any royalties from energy development, any state park user fees. The bill would require 20% of the total revenue collected from the sale of these items to be placed in a restricted account and distributed back to the municipalities in the areas where the state land is located. Our local governments where state land is located are restricted from future economic development and continually struggle with a limited tax base. We've worked very hard to increase the payment in lieu of taxes, and actually in my time in office, we've increased the payment in lieu of taxes three times, which has significantly helped local governments. But at the same time, we need to do more in support of our local governments and our local taxpayers. And this truly is a tax relief measure for taxpayers in rural communities with a lot of state-owned land. This proposal is similar to federal law that provides revenue to local governments from the sale of timber on national forest land. So this truly is a tax fairness issue. It's House Bill 2141, and it's been referred to the House Finance Committee for consideration.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the McKean County Conservation District. I understand that you met with them. What did you hear?
Well, I had the opportunity late last week to meet with the McKean County Conservation District for their annual legislative luncheon. It's an opportunity for elected officials to meet with the Conservation District and their board. It also happened to be Conservation District Week across the Commonwealth. It's a great opportunity to talk about the programs and services that the Conservation District administers, the funding that they utilize, and all the different projects that they have in the pipeline. This year, we also had a panel discussion with area farmers about the Agriculture Conservation Assistance Program, which has benefited farmers throughout the Commonwealth and also in our region. And it was a great update, and I want to congratulate all of our conservation districts for their great work.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.